Sukkah Perek Beis Mishnah Ches. Noshim v'avodim u'ketanim p'turin min ha-sukkah. We have a basic klal. Mitzvah seh she'asman groba noshim ha-potter. Interestingly, the Rav brings another makor why noshim ha-p'turin min ha-sukkah. He brings a pasuk kol ha-ezrach b'Yisrael yeshu b'sukkahis ho-ezrach is moitzi noshim. Will be the having that not. The Rav is mekatzer, but the way the Mefarshim and the Gemara explain it is that there'd be a hava minute to learn out from mitzvahs, achilas matzah, laila risha shopesach, same way you learn out that there's a chavis achila, basuka laila risha, maybe noshma mechuyiv also. State that no, noshma apotem. Vavodim, avodim are always mechuyiv in the same mitzvah says noshim, similarly they can't be mechayiv in more. Both reasons that we just mentioned by noshim apply by avodim. Ktanim, ktanim alachar apotem mikol ha-terekula. Not a din dafke and sukkah. It's Bechlolon. So the Kotan is mentioned over here in context of the next din. Pturim in Asukkah meyikra din that Avada Kotan is not Mechuyiv in Mitzvahs. Aber Kotan she'eni tzorech li'imoy chayiv b'sukkah. What does that mean? That means it's chayiv b'mitzvahs chinuch. Now, can you do that there's two ways to explain the mitzvah derabonon of chinuch. Either we could say that it's a mitzvah on the father. The father has to be mechanic. The same way the father has a mitzvah deraisa. Vishinantin levonecho v'dibar tobom, he has to teach malamdei Torah, and that's certainly a chiv derais even on the son who's a cotton. It's the father's responsibility to be malamdim Torah. So the father's chiv derabonon is on all mitzvahs. It's not just the chiv of the kloli of Talmud Torah, but specifically each mitzvah the father's mukhuiv. That's one way. The other way to say it would be to say the chazal were mechayiv the cotton himself. They made him into a bar chiyuva. This is discussed in Rashi and Tesis and Brochas Daf Mem Ches. Is a koton who's benching a chiv derabonon, the same way an isha who's benching, an isha is not mechuyiv b'bichsam wasn't deraisa. There are two derabonons, one can be mitzvah to each other, that's the discussion over there. Vinishvi, he's chayiv b'sukkah, but the prerequisite in choyvas chinuch from Chazal is that every mitzvah he's mechuyiv when he could do it effectively and properly. The only way for a cotton to be able to stay in the sukkah, to be mechuyev in yeshiva sukkah, is no mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. The mitzvah is yeshiva sukkah, is when he could be independently in the sukkah. Chazal give a shiur to that. Kotn she'enei tzorech li'imoy. He doesn't need his mother. He could be outside without his mother there. He could go to sleep at night. Enei tzorech li'imoy, it's called. How old? He's not neir mishnos and he wakes up for his mother. How old is that? The Rishonim have different shittas. But the way it's brought in Shulchan Aruch and Tov Resh Mem comes from the Rambam is 5 or 6, depending on how mature he is. Ma'isa v'yolda kalosa shel Shammai HaZaken, the daughter-in-law of Shammai HaZaken gave birth. U'piches es ha-maziva v'sichach al-gabi ha-mita, they took off part of the roof. Of course, it's going to have to conform with all of Hilchos Sukkah, the roof with the schach posel and is it near the wall, etc. But without going into the protim, he took off part of the roofing. He put on fresh tzrach. He didn't do it for his daughter-in-law. His daughter-in-law, Shammai HaZaken, is also in agreement that a isha is not mechuyev mitzvah sukkah. He did it for hakotn. So it's not clear. Does Shammai HaZaken hold that every kotn ben yoyma is mechuyev? So maybe over here, Tosfos Yom Tov has different ways of understanding it. It also comes from Tosfos, from the Ran. Then maybe what you would say is that over here he can be mekayim the mitzvah. He doesn't have to be kishul la'atzmoy, roy, to be independently mechuyev in the mitzvah. It has to be when it's roy that it can be niskayim. Is a kotn ben yoymoy that's tzorech li'imoy, and it's possible to put the mother in the sukkah with the child, so then you'd be mechuyev to do that. Does that mean that a mother is generally mechuyev to go out to a sukkah? Of course not. Shammai HaZaken is also mashma that a woman's not mechuyev in mitzvah sukkah. So what was over here? Epistachoves chinuch was possible, so there was a mitzvah. Chacham clearly hold that that way. He has to be capable of being mekayim, the mitzvah, like any other adult, at that age and at that stage of maturity. That's when he becomes mechuyev midrabbanon in mitzvah chinuch. Mishnah test. Kol shivas hayomim, odom oisis sukose kva ubeisei arai. This is the famous principle. The mitzvah sukkah is not about the maisa achila. We spoke about this earlier in the parak. The mitzvah of the yeshiva sukkah, the Rambam, the way he says it, the Rambam divides into two. He talks about the eating and the drinking and what you're allowed to eat, what the shiur and what you're allowed to eat in the sukkah, sleeping as opposed to eating and drinking. And then the Rambam says, what's the mitzvah of Sukkah? The mitzvah is Adam Yoytze Mibeisoy Kval Beisara. And sometimes this is an intangible. That means that, let's think a little bit, not even so much Mishnah Berurah, not so much Halachadik, but what does the Ribbono Shel Olam want? If a person has that he goes out three times a day, it's a ceremonial, this is where he eats, that's not mitzvah Sukkah. Mitzvah Sukkah means, and this is the way we saw by Rabbi Seinu, the mitzvah Sukkah means that becomes your place. And the more a person can be mahadah to make that his place, he takes out his better dishes, he takes svarim out to the Sukkah, he makes it more comfortable to sit there. It's not a place to eat, it's the address that he has, Sukkose kva ubeisei arai. All of Olam Hazeh is arai. Sukkah is the Sukkah of Olam Haba, it's the Sukkah of Hasoga, that's kva in a person's life. Yorduk shomim, me'emesei muta lefanois. We had alochs of rain before. We never had a proper shear. We had the dinim mitztayer. See, here it says, me'emesei muta lefanois. When can he clear out? Lefanois means to clear away. Literally, he's clearing out of the sukkah. It happens to be there's two gears soyus over here. The Mefoshim point out, and the Gemara really says that the halacha lemaisa of shivas yom ma'ida osam adam ma'isa sukkase kva is that he should take out kelim v'shulchan no to the sukkah. At what point can he clear out mutal lefana? Is clearing out normally is lefana's kelim, not himself. So the Rishonim sure enough that a goyis me'emesei mutal lefana's sakelim. Other Rishonim hold means me'emesei mutal lefana's himself. No nafkamina really. Mishetisrach hamikba, when the soup becomes ruined, when it's to the point where the eating is not conducive, it doesn't have to be a pouring rain. It also can't be a few drops. Moshel, Chazal were moshel a moshel for somebody whose sukkah is rained in on sukkahs. L'mad of a daima le'evet shabal limzoy kais l'raboy. Evet comes with submission, with achnon, he comes. Limzoig, the shavach lekitin alpon of the master throws it in his face. The master is telling him, "Is I don't want your service." Achmon son of a yid gets a simim and hashemai. The Rebbein Shalom vilnish dain mitzvah that should make a person think that he's an eved. That any moitzi ritzoin rotzna toiv. He's not nimtza. He's not motzachein be any adoinov. Rather, Mefarshim point out that a chutzlotz is not a simim and rab because it's the rainy season. It rains plenty in September, October. In Eretz Yisrael, where it doesn't rain, over there is a simin ra. If it does rain, there are those that even tiny, that even the other days is not, is only dafka the first night where it's a chiv gomer. Now the nafkamina in this hagdora of an evet sheshovach lekit naponov, the Mefarshim point out, you look at the Tesis Yomtiv and the Tveres Yisrael, you look at the Ramon, Tofresh Lamites Zayin, is the nafkaminis will be, it comes mamshim rishonim, the Bialocha brings down the rishonim, that talk about the Rosh and the Ritva. One nafkamina is, if the Eved has a cup of water thrown in his face by the Rav, he doesn't continue to stand there. The Odin is clearly telling him to go out. There's no big chutzpah, they're not reacting. So a person sitting in the sukkah, and it rains in Ba'ifin where his pot is in Mitztar. No, he's sitting in the sukkah, he ignores it. What are you ignoring? The Ben Shem told you, go out, so you go out. The other nafkamina is what the Paiskim call that Keshe Odin Yoytzim in HaSukkah. Because of rain, yetzei b'hachno b'pachen nefesh, al she'en roitzim b'shimushay.